Drasha for Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazon, Tavshin Samaches, the seeds and roots of sin and destruction. The Medrash says, Gimel Amru Eicha, Moshe Ra'o Sam B'Shalvosam, V'Omar Eicha Esolavadi, Torchachem, Masachem, V'Rivchem. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Jewish people in their peace and serenity, and he said, how can I carry alone your bother, your load, and your fight? Yishayahu ra'o sam b'fachzusam. Yishayahu saw them in their sin and degradation. Va'omar eicha hoysel zona kirya ne'emona. How could you have become like a harlot, the faithful city? V'yirmiyahu ra'o sam b'nivlusam. Yirmiyahu saw them in their degradation. Va'omar eicha yashva vadad. And he said, eicha, how could you sit alone, solitary? In Seder Shabbos Chazon, we read two of these Eichas. The Eicha of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Parsha, and the Eicha of Yishayahu in the Haftorah. And on Tisha B'Av, we read the Eicha of Yirmiyahu. And all of these Eichas, we read in the Nigun of Megillas Eicha in a sad tone. And the question is, why do we read the one of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was in the time of their peace and serenity? Why do we read that in a niggin of destruction? Could be the answer is that every sin is the result of seeds and roots, of midos ros, of bad character traits, and bad deeds, simple, small, little things. And all destruction is the result of sins that emanate from these roots and these seeds. And however, everything starts with the subtle, small seeds and roots. And these seeds and roots are most apparent when everything is fine, when there's peace and there's serenity, and we can discern them in the way that a person functions. And that's what the Sfasemis says on the Pasuk, Avoseinu chotu ve'enom, va'anachnu avonoseim sovolnu. Chet is shogeg, is a light, unintentional sin. And avon is an intentional, more serious sin. Avoseinu chotu, the unintentional light sins of previous generations created the seeds and the roots of va'anachnu avonoseim sovolnu to the more serious, on purpose sins that were done later on as a result of these roots and seeds. And that's the idea the Ramban brings down in Parshas Netzavim, Pen Yesh Bachem Shoresh Pora Rosh V'Lana, that sins over generations start with a root that eventually sprouts into something very, very dangerous and destructive and poisonous. The sins that eventually caused the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash were Gili Arayis, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zorah. And that which destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash was Sinas Chinam, unwarranted hatred. And Sinas Chinam was even worse than the first three, because the first Beis HaMikdash was only destroyed for 70 years, and the second one we are still in Golus almost 2,000 years later. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw the seeds and roots of the sins that eventually could sprout from them, when everything was fine, when the Jewish people were at peace and serenity, and he said, Eicha, how could a nation so good? Well, right before this, he recognized the greatness of the Jewish people. Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kochem Elef Pa'amim. God should increase you 1,000 times. And he said that I can't carry you alone because of the tremendous responsibility of dealing with such great people. How could it be that such a great people have these roots and seeds, these pigamim, these blemishes that could be the seeds and roots of terrible things to come in the future? And therefore the word eicha is not only how could this be, but Ayeka means where are you? How great could you be And where are you if you let these seeds and roots of calamity and sin take root and sprout? And therefore, every Eicha, how could it be, has to go together with the Ayeka, where are you? Where could you be? What potential do you have? And because you have such great potential, look at how bad it is when you destroy that potential, distort that potential, or don't realize that potential. This is the idea we find the same time that the Rabbanu Shel Olam took Klal Yisrael to task for not eulogizing Shaul HaMelech properly, according to his greatness. Al Shaul, at the same time, it brought up the terrible sin that Shaul did by killing out Novi HaKohanim. It's because of Shaul's potential greatness that the sin was even greater. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu saw when the Jewish people were at peace, serene. And he said, on the one hand, Lo ucha levadi seiseschem, because you're so great. And the responsibility is so great to deal with people as great as you, and to be careful with your honor. And then he said, on that, Hashem should increase you 1,000 times. However, he also saw at the same time that such a great people had these blemishes, had these seeds and roots of what later on could develop into calamity. And that's what he said. Tor Chachem. Rashi says, what's Tor Chachem, your bother? That if people went to a Din Torah and one saw that the other one was overpowering him with proofs or whatever, he would say, I have more witnesses. Let's add judges. He couldn't accept defeat, even if he knew that he was wrong, but he wanted to fight it out till the end, even halachically. Couldn't take to be won over by somebody else, to lose some money to someone else. The Abarbanel says, Tor Chachem includes all the areas between man and his neighbor. And the Svarno says that it really includes all the fights that the Jewish people had with each other without any monetary claims. And the Ramban says that it was a bother for Moshe Rabbeinu to teach the Jewish people Torah and mitzvahs. Putting all these together, it could be the idea is the following. That midorah of not wanting to lose to someone else, to want to make oneself the winner, and to make sure that you have what you have and don't lose it at all, this idea of wanting more and more money, right, in order to aggrandize yourself, even at somebody else's expense, even though it was al-pidin. From this came the whole idea of taiva, for covet, for being the winner, and the taiva for money. And all of this is the foundation and the root and the seeds of Gilui Arayos, which is total lust and taiva. And also Sinas Chinam, right? One of the causes of Sinas Chinam is jealousy, which comes from the seeds and roots that we mentioned. Because a person doesn't recognize that everything is God's will, and whatever a person receives in this world is his part, and the wherewithal he needs to play his part. But a person doesn't understand that, and he has this tremendous lust for honor and lust for money, so he is going to fall into Sinas Chinam also. And therefore, the Ramban says it was hard for Moshe to teach them Torah and mitzvahs, because someone who does not have a taiva for ruchnius, but his taiva is for physical, material things, not spiritual things, has a hard time learning Torah. And a person who wants constantly to have more and more physical, material things and is looking for kavod is hard to accept the yoke of the mitzvahs. It was difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu to teach them Torah and mitzvahs. What's Masachem? So this Tor Chachem was one of the seeds and the roots for Gilui Arayos and for Sinas Chinam, which eventually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Masachem, Rashi says, Shehayu Apikursim. They were apikursim. They insulted and degraded Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't judge him, lekatzchus. If he went out early, so they said he's up early plotting against us. If he went out late, they said he was lazy. They, in this way, they degraded and insulted a Talmud Chacham, which is apikursis. The Ramban says it was hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to daven for them. because since they didn't see that connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, so it was hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to be the pipeline of influence that he could be davening for them. The Abarbanel says that it was difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu to provide them all their necessities in the desert. Same idea. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be the pipeline through which all of God's influence and bounty would come in the desert. And they separated themselves from Moshe Rabbeinu by not judging him favorably, and therefore it was difficult for him to be the pipeline. And the Svarno says it includes all the Tzorchei Rabbim, all the things that Moshe Rabbeinu had to do for the Jewish people became more difficult because they didn't trust him. They weren't connected into him. And this concept is the idea of a lack of achdus, a lack of unity, because the leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, was the one who was supposed to unite them, and here they were disunited. And this is the root and the seeds that lead to idolatry, because if you can't receive your total influence and bounty from the Ribbono Shel Olam through the Gadol Hador, then you look for that bounty and influence from other places, and you look for many powers to be able to give you that influence and bounty. And it also is the seeds and root of Sinas Chinam, because Sinas Chinam comes from a lack of unity, from not being united under a leader, right? And that way you become disjointed and disattached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and disjointed and disattached from every other Jew. And the Shem Yishmuel points out that when it comes to ruchniyistic things, it's good to have differences of opinion. But when it leads to differences in the gashmias and people being separated from them, from each other in not a positive way, then it's very destructive. And lastly, v'rivachem. Rashi says they were rognim. They were constant complainers. The Abarbanel says that this goes on the fact that it was difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu to lead them into battle with the goyim around them. And the Svarno says that it goes on all arguments that are based on monetary claims. And the Ramban says it was hard for Moshe Rabbeinu to judge them with all of the arguments they had one with the other. And this is the root and the seed of murder, the power of war, the desire to be mevatel somebody else, and constantly complaining about this one or that one or whatever, and for sure that's one of the seeds and the roots of Sinas Chinam, right? Sinas Chinam is where you hate the other person's guts and you want to totally negate him. So if we strengthen ourselves against these roots and seeds, then we will not come to prolong the sins and the degradation that were caused by Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, and Sinas Chinam. And when those sins are corrected, then we'll be able to read all these Eichas in a Simcha mode when Mashiach will come and the third Beis HaMikdash will be built in Heir of Yomim.